वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्र. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस द राइटर सॉक्रेटीज. ठीक है, सॉक्रेटीज. नाउ द नेम ऑफ सॉक्रेटीज इज वेरी फेमस, बट इन केस यू डोंट ऑलरेडी नो अबाउट सॉक्रेटीज, सॉक्रेटीज वॉज अ ग्रीक फिलोसोफर. ही वॉज द टीचर ऑफ प्लेटो एंड इन टर्म्स ऑफ डेट्स हिज डेट्स आर ब्रॉडली फ्रॉम 470 BC टू 399 BC. ठीक है. Now keep in mind that in his lifetime Socrates didn't write much, or whatever he wrote is not directly available. With respect to his ideas, later on his pupils, his disciples such as Plato, they talk about the ideas of Socrates. Okay, so whatever is known about Socrates, it is through the writings of Plato and his subsequent other disciples. But always keep in mind that the life and thoughts of Socrates have had a profound influence on Western philosophy. He is not just relevant for literary criticism, but on entire Western philosophy, he has had a very profound effect, profound influence. And he is particularly famous for the Socratic method. Okay, Socratic method. So in the exam, they can give you a question on what is the Socratic method. Aur ye hota kya hai? See, just think about it. It's just a way of learning, okay, by asking questions and having a discussion. Rather than just listening to a lecture, it's about engaging in a discussion and asking questions. So first of all, the teacher will ask a lot of open-ended questions that don't have a simple yes or no answer. Then the focus is on reasoning. So it encourages you to explain your reasoning and support your ideas with evidence. It will help you to challenge assumptions, challenge pre-existing assumptions and beliefs. So a kind of active learning where the learner actively also participates in the discussion. Okay, so this is what the Socratic method is. Socratic method of logical argumentation. Okay, now after that, in English literature there is also something called Socratic irony. Okay, Socratic irony. Isme hota kya hai? The speaker pretends that he or she doesn't know something. Okay, in order to expose the other speakers or other person's ignorance or flaws in their thinking. Okay, suppose being a teacher, I know slightly better than students do, right? But I will pretend that I don't know something, and then I will ask some questions and students will answer, try to answer and explain to me, and in the process their ignorance or lack of knowledge will be exposed, and finally some conclusion will be arrived at. So the purpose is not to humiliate anybody, but to find out some truths, okay, and expose someone else's ignorance or flaws in their thinking. Okay, so that is what the Socratic irony is. And one good example of Socratic irony can be found in Plato's Republic, okay, where Socrates himself is a character and assumes to be totally ignorant, okay, and the second person with whom he is talking to, that person keeps on giving some answers to very naive questions, and finally the second person's lack of knowledge or inconsistencies are exposed, okay. And also remember that Socrates focused on ethical questions or moral questions, and also the pursuit of virtue, or what is virtue, what is justice. These are the questions that he took up. Okay? And there is a very famous quotation by Socrates, quote, "An unexamined life is not worth living." Okay? Unquote. An unexamined life is not worth living. Ye bahut hi famous quotation hai. They can also ask this in the exam. They can ask you who has said this. It is Socrates. So as I was saying, Socrates focused on ethical questions and also the pursuit of virtue, and he believed that human wisdom begins with recognizing one's own ignorance, and that the unexamined life is not worth living. Okay? And in the field of literary criticism, the ideas of Socrates have had a direct impact on something called moral criticism. In literary criticism, there is something called moral criticism, and it is the emphasis on ethics and virtue of Socrates and in turn his disciple Plato, which has had a great impact on this kind of perspective. That is moral criticism. Aur ye hota kya hai? See, moral criticism is basically an approach in literary criticism where we judge a work or a literary work by its moral content. Okay? By its moral content rather than the formal principles of literariness or use of metaphor and simile. Instead of that, judging any work on its moral content. Okay? So, from an exam point of view, just remember few facts about Socrates. Remember that he was the teacher of Plato. Okay? And Plato was the teacher of Aristotle. You can get a question on what is Socratic irony. Okay? So, aapko ye pata hona chahiye. Then, they can also ask you what is the Socratic method of logical argumentation. Along with this, the famous quotation that I told you, that an unexamined life is not worth living. Okay?